Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in another Friday broadcast as we will travel with you around the world to learn about what is happening in the world in the last week. With me today, as usual, our dear friend and wonderful producer, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Pretty good. Enjoying the beautiful day.
Amen. Well, today is December the 8th of the year of our Lord 2023. And we have three stories to start with here in the USA. What is the first story for United States?
The presidents of Harvard University, University of Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology were called out to testify as to their lack of action in protecting the Jews on their campuses from those who chose to call for the genocide of Jews as against school policy. This was done before the Congressional House Education and Workforce Committee. What is of great value was Harvard graduate Representative Elise Stefanik's interaction with President Gay of Harvard University.
Dr. Gay, a Harvard student calling for the mass murder of African Americans is not protected free speech at Harvard, correct?
Our commitment to free
speech. It's yes or no question. Is that corrected? Is that okay for students to call for the mass murder of African Americans at Harvard? Is that protected free speech?
Our commitment to free
speech. It's a yes or no question.
Brother Paul, I'm thinking, normally when you talk to politicians, they don't answer the question. And we always think politicians don't answer the question because they're a politician or because they're acting stupid. Now, when you have the doctor who is in charge of Harvard University, I mean, this is a very educated woman. Does she understand what is the question, how he answered, yes or no? Why she's not answering that question, Brother Paul?
She's not answering the question because if she tells the truth that it is against Harvard policy, then she can be found guilty of not enforcing the school rules and removed from office.
Why not get rid of her before she destroys the rest of the country? I mean, does that make any sense what they're doing?
No.
All right. Okay, well, Brother Paul, let's go back to the rest of the committee hearing.
Let me ask you this. You are president of Harvard, so I assume you're familiar with the term intifada, correct?
I've heard that term, yes.
And you understand that the use of the term intifada in the context of the Israeli-Arab conflict is indeed a call for violent armed resistance against the state of Israel, including violence against civilians and the genocide of Jews. Are you aware of that?
That type of hateful speech is personally abhorrent to me.
And there have been multiple marches at Harvard with students chanting, quote, there is only one solution, intifada revolution, and, quote, globalize the intifada. Is that correct?
I've heard that thoughtless, reckless, and hateful language on our campus. Yes.
So based upon your testimony, you understand that this call for intifada is to commit genocide against the Jewish people in Israel and globally, correct?
I will say again, that type of hateful speech is personally abhorrent to me.
Do you believe that type of hateful speech is contrary to Harvard's code of conduct, or is it allowed at Harvard?
It is at odds with the values of Harvard.
Can you not say here that it is against the code of conduct at Harvard?
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful. It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies against bullying, harassment.
Does that speech not cross that barrier?
I don't know if that doctor need to go back to high school. Maybe we need to examine her intelligence to see if she qualified to have her high school diploma. Because I don't think these people understand anything about freedom of speech or where the freedom of speech crossed the line. I mean, Paul, I ask you, Will Harbor, who believe in freedom of speech, allow me to go there and spend only 15 to 20 minutes once a week to read a chapter from the Quran, one chapter at a time. Will they give me the freedom just simply to read the Quran for the useful idiot students who are defending the Muslims, who are defending Hamas, who protest against Israel? Will they allow me to do that?
I think they wouldn't allow you, but my biggest problem with this is the president of Harvard, a school that is known for its law school, is unaware of the clear and present danger test. And she clearly did not utilize that as a test to outlaw that kind of speech on her campus.
Can you answer this simple question for me? What is the real reason why that woman allow all what's happening at that university, and why she will not take a stand for what is right?
Because Harvard University receives millions of dollars from Sharia-loving countries.
Oh, so it is money speak loud, huh?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. God have mercy on the future of this country and the graduate who will come out of that university. We might as well send our student to Saudi Arabia or to Egypt to have the same education, but at least if they go there, they will see the end result of the propaganda and the brainwashing we're doing to them here in America. Brother Paul, I cannot say too much about that because I've seen the fruit of that direction that school is taking, that our students right now are protesting against Israel for Hamas. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the second story here at United States.
Well, it was revealed by memory.org that Delaware Imam Shadid Muhammad said on October 27th that Allah hasn't turned America into Palestine yet, but the time is coming. He also said, "No, by Allah, our days here are numbered. This situation that is happening right here, there is no going back after that." He said, "There is no going to restaurants, kicking our feet up and relaxing, knowing that our tax dollars are being used to fund genocide on Muslims in other countries. How do you relax? How do you go to a restaurant? How do you chill? How do you enjoy life after that? No, this has to awaken a consciousness in us."
So in simple words, Imam Shadid Muhammad is threatening America about the jihad which is coming to our cities, to our streets. We will not have the liberty and the freedom to enjoy life, to even eat a meal, because after all, if we live our life in America, that means we'll continue to support this country. And if we continue to support this country, that means we will continue to support Israel against the poor Palestinian, or I can say the worst jihadi we have ever seen for the last 1,450 years. Paul, is this exactly what he's doing?
Yeah, it sounds like a call to jihad for me.
Yes, indeed. So here we go, America. What I've been warning you for the last 20-some years, it is now knocking at your door. So you better stop supporting Israel, or else Imam Shadid Muhammad will not be very happy with you, and maybe he will start doing what the Muslims are doing in Israel. That is attacking, killing, and raping, coming to a city near you if we do not wake up before it is too late. Let's move on from Imam Shadid Muhammad to the last story we have here at the United States.
On Friday, December 1st, the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI stopped a terrorist plot by a 16-year-old who had posted a threat that read, "Peace be upon all brothers who see this. I am here to announce that I will be starting lone wolf operations in Las Vegas against the enemies of Allah. I ask you to make dua for victory. I'm a supporter of the Islamic State, and I will make sure the Zionists in this city know it." He was a recent convert to Islam. A search warrant was served, and the teenager was taken into custody without incident. Deputy Chief Dory Corin said that a police search found components for building an improvised explosive device, along with bomb-making recipes and instructions.
Mashallah, mashallah. Don't you love it? 16-year-old Muslim convert, some idiot American who turned his heart to Allah and to Muhammad and become a Muslim jihadi, a member of Islamic State. I wonder, Paul, what do you think this guy will do when he turns 26 or 36?
Become a better jihadi with all the time he serves, unfortunately.
Now we know the problem, Paul. It is not a Arab problem. It is not Afghani problem. If it's not any problem of some other country, it is Islam problem. Even wonderful American kids, 16 years old, supposed to be playing games and having fun. When American young teenagers convert to Islam, they become true Muslim, like the rest of the Muslim of planet Earth. Paul, this is very alarming. It's very sick. And I do not know where we're going from here in this country. Maybe it's time to have another look about bringing more Muslims to America, refugee or not, because this will be the norm in America. Muslims in America influence other Americans, add to them more Muslims from the Middle East and from the Muslim world. And God have mercy on that country.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Let's move on from the United States to United Kingdom.
The Daily Mail and the Jewish News Syndicate have exposed that Dr. Wahid Shaida, a medical doctor working for the National Health Services as a general practitioner, is now being watched by the police because he has referred to the Hamas terrorist as brave Mujahideen and called the October 7th attack a very welcome punch on the nose. Dr. Wahid gave a speech at a rally by the Hizbut Tahrir in front of dozens of police officers where he appealed for Gaza's Arab neighbors to attack Israel, saying, "A state-level military massacre on civilian population demands a state-level military intervention to rescue the people of Gaza and liberate Palestine."
I wonder, Dr. Wahid is an educated man or uneducated?
Yeah, he apparently doesn't know the people around Gaza don't want them.
Well, it's just what I'm saying is the good excuse we always give in the West when Muslims say or do terrible things. Well, these people are uneducated. Well, these people are poor. Or these people misunderstood Islam. Or these people mentally ill. Can any of these four excuses fit in Dr. Wahid?
No.
Thank you so much. I just want to make sure that what we are seeing happening around the world, if it's United Kingdom or France or Italy or Germany or America, from Muslims, it's one of the same. It is Islam showing the real picture with the real colors, not the propaganda excuse we gave to the Muslims, but that's who they are. So they celebrate death to the Jews today, and they will celebrate death to the Christians and the rest of the non-Muslims tomorrow. Well, we have another couple of stories from France, Brother Paul. Go ahead and cover them if you don't mind.
Arman Rajbahour Mian Doab, a 25-year-old French citizen originally from Iran, attacked passersby in the street and killed a German tourist with a knife and then wounded two others with a hammer. During the attacks, he chanted Allahu Akbar. The 25-year-old has previously spent 4 years in prison for violent crime. According to the police, he is known to follow Islam. After the arrest, he is said to have been outraged by the situation in Gaza, claiming that France was an accomplice.
Yes, indeed. We will find some excuse to set ourselves free because we are hurting so badly here in Wiz. This is what's happening is a result of your work, not my work. It is your guilt, not my guilt. Here is a Muslim Iranian become a French citizen. You know what's happening here? It doesn't matter what citizenship these Muslims have. I said before, they become citizens because they raise their hand and give an oath to the new country. When in reality, Allah in the Quran said to them, Allah will not hold you responsible for your mere address in an oath. That oath they give to the West is a comedy, it's a joke, it's an oxymoron. He is Iranian, he is Muslim. It doesn't matter what citizen he's going to get, French or Italian or British. or American. In reality, he spent 4 years in prison before, that's right?
That's correct.
For a similar crime, most likely, that's right.
Yes, it was violence.
Violence. Oh, it's Islam. Now, do you think this 4 years in prison helped him out? It made him a better, good French citizen. Did it?
It apparently did not. No reform here.
As a matter of fact, I told you, Paul, before, and I repeat myself, if you caught a Muslim in a foreign country committing a crime, get rid of them or don't put them in prison. When you put them in prison, you make them worse criminal, worse jihadi. These 4 years did not help him at all. It actually made him want to revenge and retaliate even more. He is a French citizen, outsider, Muslim inside. His heart is a Muslim. So let's move on to the last story in France.
Marie-Hélène Thorival, the mayor of Romans-sur-Isère, which was home to a youth gang where many are migrants. This group decided on November 19th to stab white people. They gate-crashed a winter ball in a village hall, wounding 9 people, including a 16-year-old whose name was Thomas, who was stabbed to death. When she spoke to Europe 1, a radio station earlier in the week, Thorval spoke to the fact that some within her community refuse any form of citizenship and integration. She has since revealed that she received numerous death threats, and some of those call for her beheading.
Mashallah, mashallah. This is exactly what I expect to be in France and coming to a city near us here very soon. Because Muslims are now in a larger number. They are having the upper hand. They're there to infiltrate France. They are there to invade France. And it's time for the French people to wake up to that truth. I'm sorry, this mayor cannot help France. That mayor cannot help herself. I just wish for us here in America to learn from what's happening in France. Please learn from what is happening right now in France, because the mayors of America and the Congress and the Senate of America and the governors of America will be in the same situation of that mayor in the near future if we do not stop what Muslims will be doing to us here in America. Let's move on, Brother Paul, from France to Italy. We have one story in Italy.
A Pakistani migrant is on trial in Italy for the unlawful imprisonment and sexual assault and abuse of a German teenager he held captive in a farmhouse in Rome for nearly 2 years. Last Tuesday, the Italian court heard how the 39-year-old suspect, known as Yasser Imran, had been the manager of a stable at a riding school in Sassano, which was approximately 25 kilometers northwest of the Italian capital. The case is that he and 29-year-old Ali Rose, a fellow Muslim, kidnapped and held captive a 17-year-old German girl after she left home with him and headed to Italy back in September 2019. For 2 years, they held her. Rose has already stood trial and was convicted of sexual violence, kidnapping, and bodily injury and aggravated mistreatment.
Well, I know that we look at this as rape cases, but if you go to Quran chapter 4 and verse 24, you will see that what these two Muslim men did, it is within the limit which Allah gave to them. If you held a woman in your possession, she became your right-hand possession, even if she is married, you have the right to enjoy her sexually. So I do not know when the people of Italy will wake up, like when the rest of the people of the West will wake up to realize the true ideology of Islam concerning that issue. Would you please, Brother Paul, read to us what Allah said in Quran chapter 4 and verse 24.
And married women are also forbidden, except all that your right hand possesses. This is the decree of Allah for you.
Well, Brother Paul, we have one story in Sweden. What's going on there?
It appears from a web survey that they did within Sweden that of the 500 who participated, 40% of them want to return to their home countries. Sweden then formed a migrant return center for those wishing to return to their home countries. However, the communities are fighting this.
First of all, let me ask a question. When you say community are fighting this, are you talking about the Swedish people or the Muslim in Sweden?
That's interesting because they didn't really reveal who they were.
And you know why? Because they are the Muslim of Sweden. And here's the bottom line of that, as we have seen here even from some Muslim Somali who live in Minnesota. They will tell you, we prefer to live in Somalia than to live in America. The bottom line is this, Brother Paul. These Muslims who enjoy everything we can offer them in the West are not appreciative of what they are getting. Therefore, they will tell you, I don't like you. I don't like your food. I don't like your school. I don't like your healthcare. I don't like your housing, which everything we give it to them for free. And that is simply because I hate you and I don't appreciate anything you offer me. This is the bottom line. And I wish we can learn that now before it will become even worse in the near future. We have one last story, Brother Paul, from Israel. What's going on there?
An Israeli health ministry representative told the Knesset Health Committee that the hostages freed from the Hamas captivity were given tranquilizer pills before being handed over to the Red Cross for transfer to Israel. The drugging would have aimed to make the hostages appear calm, happy, and upbeat after suffering starvation, physical abuse, sleep deprivation, and psychological terror for more than 50 days in Gaza.
You know what, Paul? Before you have shared this information, God is my witness. Deep, deep in my heart, I know this something is happening like that. Because I do not see any of these people who are taken back on the camera as we see them crying, upset, worry, anxiety, nothing. It looked like somebody was in a picnic and he's just going back home. No more or less. Have you seen any of them crying or upset?
I haven't.
When in reality, I'm not guessing. I know that most of these females, little or old, they were raped by these savage. In the near future, on that broadcast, you're going to report that these women were raped and men were abused in many ways, shapes, or form. But obviously, they have enough doctors. They know how to make them look good for the camera. For the ignorant people of the West, who may they think that Hamas is doing a great favor by returning some of these people with them. That's why we have to continue to pray for these hostages, and we must continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Israel. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show. God bless you, man. And my dear friends, we will continue to bring the truth to you about what's happening around the world. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.